bill, referred to as Alyssa's Alert in honor of a Parkland victim, was recently heard in the House K-12 subcommittee. Representative Michael Gottlieb of South Florida is one of the bill's sponsors, and he says a system that notifies authorities of school emergencies is essential.
I received this text from my son, who's 16 years old. Under real code yellow, love you all. That's a situation that we face in schools today. And those kids have no way, other than getting that message to us, and those teachers have no way of disseminating information about a real emergency right now to our law enforcement. House Bill 23 allows a panic alarm to save the lives that might be affected.
Jeffrey Kelly is a director of business development for MutualLink, a technology company that created an alert for some schools in the state. He says versions of the alert are already in use and have been successful.
The technology that is being alluded to by Representative Gottlieb is deployed here in Florida in 12 counties, over 600 schools, with enormous success.
Kelly added the alert could be a panic button or an app for school employees and parents and could broadcast messages from a school's PA system.
When a panic button is pressed, instant notification of public safety, all other teachers and staff, and whoever needs to be in the know. We can integrate into radios, grab a video of what's going on, and even lock down a building.
Members of the committee asked questions about these alerts, including Representative Susan Valdez of Tampa, who asked how the alert could work for students with disabilities.
If you have a blind student or a deaf student, I don't know how this works with an app.
Kelly said the alert could change to accommodate those needs.
Us linking or integrating into a technology that gives a vibration or a flashing strobe is minimal effort on our part.
The technology for the panic alert is estimated to cost around $8 million. The committee voted unanimously in favor of the bill. I'm Victoria Dominguez.